From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, a political assessment of Democratic Senator and Republican keynote speaker Zell Miller. But first, Republicans gathered in New York for their national convention. We'll hear Vice President Dick Cheney speak later on today. He's expected to lavish praise on President Bush before the president formally accepts the nomination tomorrow. Last night, California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, also stressed the president's virtues, calling Mr. Bush someone you can count on in a crisis.
That's what I admire most about the president. He is a man of perseverance. He is a man of inner strength. He is a leader who doesn't flinch, who doesn't waver, and does not back down.
And joining us from New York with his analysis is Slate political writer Chris Sullentrop, who's attending the convention. Governor Schwarzenegger was clearly a big hit among the delegates in the hall last night. How do you think his speech, though, will affect the president's campaign overall? What do you think?
I don't think it's going to have a big impact. I mean, I sat there listening to it, and I had the same feeling I thought during John McCain's speech. I thought, this is a good speech, but it's not really partisan enough, even though he talked a lot about what it means to be a Republican.
You write in Slate that Schwarzenegger and others praised Mr. Bush, and we heard him say not backing down from his positions. You also note, and this is interesting, that the Kerry campaign makes the same point, even though it's almost in reverse. They see it as the president being inflexible.
That's right. We've heard a lot this week about how resolute the president is. We heard it from Rudy Giuliani. We heard it from Governor Schwarzenegger last night. And what the Kerry campaign says is, well, surely that's not the case. Surely having the right principles and the right positions is more important than sticking with bad ones. And they criticize the president for being stubborn.
The First Lady, Laura Bush, spoke in primetime last night. And here's just a bit of what she had to say.
Franklin Roosevelt didn't want to go to war, but he knew defeating tyranny demanded it. And my husband didn't want to go to war, but he knew the safety and security of America and the world depended on it.
That's Laura Bush last night in New York, and Chris evoking Franklin Roosevelt. This is and that war, clearly an effort to humanize a wartime president. What do you think? Did it work?
Sure. I mean, it's always nice to hear from the candidate's wife. Again, I don't know that it affects voters, but it was a nice speech, and it was nice to listen to.
And last night, we got to see the Bush twins really sort of out in public for the first time together on national television, and they were kind of smart and sassy and cute, but reviews are a bit mixed, I gather?
Yes, I found that the Bush girls were incredibly polarizing. I kind of liked them. I thought they were funny. I thought they were shocking, but not in a bad way. I mean, I thought it was funny and interesting when they said I was young and irresponsible, aping what the president had said in the last campaign. But a lot of people have told me they seemed immature and really didn't like him. It'll be interesting to see how people have reacted to that.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop, who writes the On the Trail column for Slate. He spoke with us from New York. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.